Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Monday to you. Hope your Monday is going pretty well. Always get involved with the program by texting in. On the text line, 713-572-4610. We're from the 979. They said, Dow will be paying people here in Bowling, Texas. I've been pondering. Like, it's been rolling through my brain all day, or all break, rather, the idea of, like, NIL being legal to 17-year-olds. And obviously, I think that particular barrier line is to allow, you know, like early entrance into college or what have you. But yeah. I'm just like, are there ways that the college football game could be manipulated by that? And I'm like, I actually think I might be making too much of it, because if we're going to be completely honest, we know that the game ain't entirely just about who is from this area going to the schools that they are zoned for, that there is some level of moving around, that it becomes very kind of professionalized in some ways in order to get kids a certain way. I'm just like, does it become more prevalent if there is like a legal or pseudo legal way to and put more money into a kid or a family's pocket in order to try and make some of that shake? That was one of the things I was thinking about.
I mean, look, you know, there are ways. There will be ways get it done. And by the way, he says, I doubt we're going to be getting NIL money in bowling. I bet you will if there's a stud player there.
Well, I mean,
if there's a stud player
the money's got to be there. Do you have the benefactor to put the money down? That's ultimately.
Well, no, what I'm saying.
How much NIL?
What I'm saying is
you can get $200 right here.
Yeah. Texas.
Oh, you mean from like the schools A&M. Coming down?
They're paying NIL money like for the. What's bowling near? Is bowling near Dallas? I forget where I've been through there, but like I can't remember. Like some car dealership. Hey, you know, NIL money. Let's do a commercial with the kid from bowling. Oh, by the way, we love the Longhorns. You know, or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was a very interesting process. Well, speaking of getting paid and speaking of money, that ended up being one of the things that CJ Gardner-Johnson talked about with Aaron Wilson in a little bit of a roundabout way, because that we mentioned it last week. That was a point of contention with him between himself and his former defense coordinator, Vic Fangio, as well as Howie Roseman, the general manager of the Philadelphia Eagles, on the reason why they decided to part way with C.J. Gardner-Johnson, and the trade obviously transpired with the Texans that ultimately sent Kenyon Green from here over there, but brought back one of the safeties that Pro Football Focus looks at as one of the top 25. You know that the Texans have 3 top 25 safeties in Pro Football Focus ranking?
I didn't know it was 3.
3 of them.
Wow.
3 of them. Yeah, man. Shout out to the Texans. But with that being the case, kind of wanted to circle in on, and again, shout out to Aaron Wilson. If you want to watch the whole thing, I believe it's on his YouTube page, for getting this interview. Because C.J. Gardner-Johnson, a very interesting dude. And I thought that there was a few things that jumped out as really interesting portions of this. Wasn't it, Lopez?
There was. And the first one, first of all, we're gonna realize you're going to love this dude. You're going to love this guy. Talk about swarm and really tough and not afraid to talk. But I thought three things. There were other things that the morning guys talked about this morning. But I thought three things happened that really jumped out. The first one, Figgy, was talking about winning and winning here. I believe it's 19. This was really good, and fans are going to love it.
I got 3 more championships in me. I'm beyond with you. I got 3 more. I'm probably going to win the next 3 years. That's how I'm feeling. not because of who I am, just because I've been put around great teams, like from Detroit, Philly, twice. New Orleans, we was close. Yeah, I think I never had a losing tradition, and going back to college, I had, you know, I had one bad year out of three. So, yeah, in high school, never lost. So.
He's a guy that is certainly going to bring that, and that's an element that
when you say that. What are you talking about?
The winning and the commanding
tradition. Tradition.
Hey, I feel him.
I feel him on that, man.
I understand. We've all been there where that word's just not coming out the way.
Yeah, I feel him on that.
Like, there are a bunch of guys on this team that have the edge, the swarm that we all know, with the leadership, the Will Anderson and all that. But there's just something about a guy that has won and bringing it. And I think there's a Trent Brown element, you know, there, even if he doesn't play to the level, and I don't expect him to, of C.J. Gardner-Johnson, but having done it. And you know, he talked – this was a great interview. Shout out to Aaron Wilson, because you know he had to wait that one out, because C.J. Gardner-Johnson was doing a workout. You know, Aaron Wilson was just sitting there waiting and finally got him to sit down and talk some. But not just you know, knows how to win and has is a leader, but has actually won. I think that's a big factor here.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point, right? Yeah. Like having that, you know, whatever the winner, you know, or the championship mentality or whatever the, you know, mm-hmm. the small details are that you kind of pick up in that circumstance, you would imagine that he's able to, you know, bring that mm-hmm. and, you know, give that game to folks. But I think it's also one of the things that we could talk about that's as simple as that is a defensive back room that has two young cats that, you know, locked, running lockstep. They're, you know, kind of tied together at the hip, and Kalen Bullock and Kamari Lassiter, mm-hmm. that we've already seen him giving game to. One of them, Kamari Lassiter, yeah. we saw him working in great detail with, right? And mm-hmm. as soon as he got traded, just out in the field, making sure that they get the details right, end up, you know, giving them game in different ways. Even though, you know, they're from different schools in the SEC, like, you know, particularly those particular rivals in Georgia.
Well, they don't like each other.
They don't, but those guys, like, they already are making those kind of jokes, which makes me look at them like, oh, okay, mm-hmm. so y'all are closer than I probably realized already. But then on top of that, like, his backfield mate, the two of them are going mm-hmm. to be ball hawking together, C.J. Gardner-Johnson and Kalen Bullock, and I'm just excited for that level of experience to show up with those guys. I mean, you've had Jimmy Ward, don't get me wrong, like, that's mm-hmm. there as well. But another guy to also bring the other various different, you know, pieces of this to the table. I think that's really interesting. But the idea of the winning mentality, I think, and, you know, just the doggedness of him, I think that's fair. That'll be an interesting thing to add.
It's crazy. And to add on to what Lopez said, like, he actually won. Mm-hmm. He just won last year. It was just last year. It was a couple months ago, man.
Just last year.
So you're going to bring some of that style from last year. It was like, I know Trent Brown won too, mm-hmm. but that
one of them going to be playing.
Yeah,
that's what I said. But CJ just won last year, just a couple months ago, man. Mm-hmm.
And then there's the whole thing about like winning with D'Amico, and I believe that's 21 if I'm getting this right. Winning with D'Amico, I mean he's a guy that not only reflects, you know, the swarm mentality that D'Amico likes, but actually, this is one of the rare cases, because I think it's not always important that a head coach played in the NFL. You know, a lot of head coaches never even played football. But in some cases, it makes a big, big difference.
I can't speak for everybody, but I know that we're going to damn near be at the top at the end of the year and have a chance to compete for a championship. So I think that's why I'm here. I'm proud to be a Texan. I think I'm proud to be with every team I played for. I got a job. other than that, I just want to make Coach proud, you know, just meeting him and stuff. I obviously playing against him a couple years in Philly. Finally coming together and trying to win one together would be kind of amazing.
It's he's a guy that just really, I think it means more, you know, having that head coach D'Amico.
You think that
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You think that D'Amico is reached, or I mean, is reaching, depending on how you view this, that perspective where he is now a free agent draw? Like, he is part of the magnetism of this.
I mean, he was once, place? It seemed like. You know, at least once. I don't think it hurts. I'll put it that way. So you're listening to this, you could tell where he's had a chip on his shoulder. You could tell where he's still very, very hungry.
Oh, that chip, it very much exists on his shoulder in a way that I kind of love, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you could maybe get to a place where you feel like a dude gets complacent. Like, this dude is driven in a way that is, I don't think that you can ever take that away from him, right? Winning, money, mm-hmm. what have you. He seems like he's in a place where, you know, no matter what, he's going to find the thing that drives him, the thing that motivates him. He's going to play with that level of energy and effort, which, again, is why he feels like he fits perfectly with what the Texans want to do. Will has said it numerous times. Like, the Texans ain't for everyone.
Yeah.
And it feels like this is a, you know, hand in glove fit with what the Texans want to do. And one of the reasons why it feels like this is going to, like, this, it just has to work.
Yeah. No, it has to work. And I think Seth brought up a really good point this morning as well. When he was talking about things like this, like, it's one thing to be able to be yourself, which D'Amico allows you to be, but also he demands the detail and the work and getting everything right in his sense, in the way that D'Amico wants it to be done. And I think C.J. Gardner's feeding off of that. Like, he's himself. He's going to be out there. He's going to be not controversial, be outspoken, and all that. But I think what D'Amico loves is he gets the work in. That video that was done on Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. It was on Memorial when everybody else might be at a barbecue or out of town or whatever. He was there on Memorial Day, you know, getting some more work done.
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, he's absolutely that type of dude. Like, I have zero qualms, and hearing him talk like all the way through this again, mm-hmm. worth listening to the entirety of the interview with Aaron Wilson that C.J. Gardner-Johnson did. I am not that I had any level of doubt, but I don't know that doubt could creep in at this point moving forward, just with the conviction that this guy has, the ways in which, like, he's obviously a pro's pro in various ways. So yeah, I'm super excited to see what he looks like in this defense.
No, but there has been a lot of doubt about him. I mean, down to like
in what way?
Like, ask him. Let's ask him. We now know why he wore and likes to be called 8, even though he's not going to be wearing number 8 anymore.
I'm just going to address certain things that should be addressed. Especially when you talk about me as a person. Especially when you don't know me, like when you're attacking my personal, when you don't know that I haven't had no issues, really, that's like, how can I say, news breaking. So right now, I'm cool with how everything's going. It's not for me to understand anymore or try to figure out, because it's already been set in stone. They want to write you how they write you. I guess I done wore the black ball already. I wore 8.
That was awesome. And now we know why he wore number 8. It's the black ball.
It's literally the 8 ball,
in billiards,
right?
Yeah.
Literally the black ball.
Yeah.
Which
I like that.
I do. If for no other reason than, like, hey, man, it's clearly front of mind at all times that this dude has a chip on his shoulder, which I sometimes kind of scoff at the athlete, like the athlete mentality of doing that, right? Like, I had real problems with during in the height of the pandemic, when all we had to do was watch The Last Dance, and everybody's like, yeah, that's how you're a winner. I'm like, no, that's how you're a sociopath, right? Like, that Michael Jordan was a sociopath that everybody felt like that's what you had to do to win. However, I will acknowledge, you do have to be built.
It worked.
You got to be built different, yeah. Right? Like, I don't think that that's the only way to win, but those dudes have to be built different in their mentalities. He's got that built different in spades, right? So I'm very intrigued to see how this ultimately comes in, and the ways in which, like, he makes other dudes better, right? Like, that's a dude who also he wants to succeed at all costs, to the point where you not bringing down my opportunity to succeed either. Like,
right.
And so that I think that added level of accountability, not to say that that wasn't there. Like, it just feels like it multiplies when you have the guy of that mentality, of that kind of stature.
And look, the other part about this that's important is he feels, now to what degree it's reality, I don't know, that people do think he's this bad dude. No, he's just a bad dude on the field.
And it made me feel bad when, you know, when I heard that as well, because like I've kind of talked about it as him being like a little bit, you know, he could be a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
well, he's a lot and a bad guy are two different things.
Right. But even then, I think I've danced close enough to this where it's almost sounded like, or maybe it has sounded like the idea, oh man, he could be some level of problem. Yeah, just chant. It feels like everything is channeling this in the way of trying to win football games.
Yeah.
And that's the part that I think continually I come back to and I'm excited about. From 713. Eight ball can also mean cocaine, too. And you know what?
That's not what he was talking about, because he was talking about the black ball.
No, of course. Yeah. That was what he was. I'm 100% with you. But at the same time, if he is an eight ball to this team, I'll take it. I'll take it. Like, he seems like he has a level of energy that, again, not saying that you have plenty of these dudes, but another one of those dudes doesn't hurt it, man. Like, another one of those dudes makes it so that.
I think he's different. And from the moment that trade, and oh, by the way, traded for Kenyon Green.
I mean, somebody that.
Oh, are you saying that that's a?
I mean, no, that's a one-sided trade. I mean, who knows how good Kenyon Green is going to be in Philadelphia? But I mean, if for this team right now, getting him for a player that was not a part of your plans, that's huge.
Yeah. Day of, it was like, this is a great trade.
Yeah.
It only looks better as this continues to go along.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see what it looks like, especially getting on the field. This feels like such a. And, I mean, we've talked about this time and time again. How do you throw on this defense?
Yeah.
How do you even fix your fingers to throw a football?
To make the call.
Against, like, how does that happen?
Yeah.
Right? Because, like, again, you got Derek Stingley, all pro, like, runs in phase perfectly with guys, good ball skills, right? Because it's not like he's just one of these dudes that I'm on this dude like white on rice. However, I got stone hands. Not that. Kamari Lassiter over here seems to have, like, the wisdom of a dude much older than he is that makes up for any physical things that you might even begin to bring up. Caleb Bullock early on looked like a good ball hog. Maybe you go, hey, we're going to try and attack him. But now he's backed up by C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who is a fantastic ball hog, but also has the physicality. And then you got Jalen Petrie just in here being just a little ball of energy and physicality if you want to run on the perimeter. And I mean, even throwing against him, like, he seems to have a good, like, I saw Seth post a video on Twitter, and it was highlighting just like his, in part, highlighting Jalen Petrie, like how well he understands the scheme that D'Amico wants to run and the ways in which he utilizes that to, you know, jump passes and things like that. I'm just like, where are you supposed to throw the football?
No, I totally agree. And I thought you were going to go here. What a fun training camp this is going to be.
Oh yeah, that one.
What a fun camp this is
going to
be.
Just like energy, pure energy. This is going to be fun. And now, like, I look at the offense, I'm like, hey, match that.
Yeah.
Because the defense got all the juice, like all the juice in the world. Match that, and maybe this is the juice bringer in some ways. As we're trying to see if Nick, somebody said from the 713, is Nick Chubb coming? I'm not reading the words that you put in the middle. Is Nick Chubb coming? We'll see. We will see. But I mean, Ian Rappaport seems to believe like all of the numbers are in line. It is simply based off of whether the physical is a pass or not. So we'll find out, and we'll let you know as soon as we see that. And maybe a little bit after when we verify as well, once we see it as well, Lopez. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's about time for our lunchtime confessions brought to you by the Men's Clinic. We will do that next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.